It's Melbourne Cup Day, and for many Australians, it's an opportunity to take more than just a casual punt. Well, this morning, I'm speaking with Megan Whitty, a research fellow at ANU's Centre for Gambling Research, to learn a little bit more about the risks of placing a bet today. Megan, thanks very much for taking the time to join us.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, Melbourne Cup Day is a huge day for Aussie punters and for Australia wide. What are the differences between a gambling addiction on horses than to the pokies?
The pokies are a common, product that people, actually they're the most common thing that people have or develop a gambling disorder around. But about 13% of people in New South Wales have a gambling addiction that involves horses. So, I mean, there's a big difference between the products, but the nature of gambling addiction is quite similar across the board.
And I mean, it's kind of hard to escape it today, right? And I can imagine that anyone who is trying to recover from a gambling addiction, this would be an awful day for them. Do you think there's enough support out there? I mean, I'm finding that, you know, even Snapchat has a sports bet filter, and there just seems to be a casual hotline every now and then. Do you think there's enough support today?
No, it could definitely be increased coming from a public health perspective, and there can always be more support. And it's not just for the gamblers themselves, but people who have a loved one or close family member who have a gambling problem. You know, they experience direct harm, and today and other days where advertising is at such, you know, a height around things like the cup or other sporting events. I mean, this is, it can be a very triggering and stressful time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, how have we kind of got here? You know, I mean, this is one of the biggest days in Australia. I mean, I know for a lot of my friends who work full time, they look forward to today, not necessarily because they like the Melbourne Cup, but because they get the afternoon off. You know, there are so many workplaces who kind of celebrate this day. You get the afternoon off, you know, you get a free champagne lunch or whatever. It really has become a bit of a pinnacle of society. But I don't know, how have we kind of gotten here?
Yeah, and not to put a downer on the social aspect of things like the cup. I mean, it is a part of, you know, Australian culture, and so is gambling in a lot of ways. But that's really a product of the intense advertising that has also come up around these events, and that has a really normalizing effect, which, you know, isn't necessarily a good thing. I think that there's regulation and the protective measures aren't keeping pace with the amount of the pervasive nature of advertising and accessibility for gambling products. I mean, unlike smoking and alcohol, which are another form of addictive behaviour, there's a lot of regulation and
I agree. I mean, gambling agencies are still, you know, using the tagline to gamble responsibly. But I don't know, do you think this is possible? And how can Aussie punters who are prone to placing a bet navigate today?
Yeah, I think the language around gambling responsibly is really stigmatising. Like, it puts the onus on the individual and not, you know, regulators and the gambling venues themselves. Like, the harms experienced by gamblers are as much a consequence of the games, you know, their accessibility, the nature and conduct of gambling venues, as they are a consequence of the traits of the gamblers themselves, if not more so. So there really needs to be more protective measures and more support available, and less a shift from that really stigmatising language.
Yeah, absolutely. Megan, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much.
That's Megan Whitty from the Centre of Gambling Research, reminding us of the impacts that gambling can have on this morning of the Melbourne Cup. And if this brought anything up for you, don't forget that you can call Lifeline on 131114, or you can jump online at the Gambling Hotline Australia and find a bunch of different support on there as well.